This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Hey y'all, Tyra here with a few reminders for the summertime. Number one, social media only shows the highlights of someone's life. Comparison is the thief of joy, and every one of us is on our own unique journey. Reminder number two, if you're dealing with stress, anxiety, self-doubt, or just need someone to talk to, BetterHelp is there. I've talked about BetterHelp since the beginning of the podcast, and they were the first service I ever used to try therapy, and I genuinely think they're a great platform. Having an unbiased listening ear has helped me stay grounded and self-reflect using tactics that I wouldn't have thought of on my own. BetterHelp's platform is entirely online and designed to be flexible and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. And if at any point it doesn't feel like a good match anymore, you can switch therapists with no additional charge. No more waiting rooms or scheduling hassles, just you and your therapist, anytime, anywhere. Stop comparing and start focusing with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/affirmations today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/affirmations. BetterHelp, therapy made accessible.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Hey, lovelies. You are now listening to Affirmations for Black Girls podcast.
Hey, y'all. It's Tyra. This summer, we are switching things up. Welcome to Summer Stories, celebrating our narratives. Over the next few weeks, get ready to be inspired as we spotlight some of our amazing listeners, sharing their own powerful stories. Because let's face it, Black girls aren't a monolith. Our experiences are as diverse as we are beautiful. So grab your favorite beverage, find a cozy spot, and let's celebrate our stories together.
Ever since I turned 25, I've been reflecting a lot. So much has changed up to this point. 4 years ago, I was fresh out of college. It was the height of the pandemic, and with no direction of where life was going at all I knew was I wanted to create art and find love. Now, as I get older, my needs begin to slowly become my responsibility. I understand that there's so much more to do. I find myself realizing that your 20s aren't only for exploration, but for building. Every day I have to recommit to my goals, just to constantly question if those same goals are still something I want. Is the time I'm spending worth it? As time continues to fly by, I realize the milestones I make are based on my ability to manage my time and make the most of my experiences. And as scary as these new experiences may feel, I allow myself the time and the grace to learn and grow. Hey, lovelies. You are now listening to Affirmations for Black Girls podcast, where we focus on personal growth and cultivating healthy relationships with ourselves. I'm your host, Phoenix. I'm a Jersey-born and raised visual artist and set designer with a focus on healing through the arts. Every week, Tyra has shared experiences of her daily life, and through that, has cultivated a beautiful and growing community. As a member of her community, I wish to do the same, sharing my thoughts in hopes to better equip those of who may be facing a transitional time period within their life. I'm happy to get the opportunity to get real and share some of the thoughts and experiences I've been reflecting on since turning 25. So with that in mind, this week's affirmation will be, today I stay grounded and easily adapt to any situation. Today, I stay grounded and easily adapt to any situation. Today, I stay grounded and easily adapt to any situation. I've been forced to spend a lot of my time reflecting on where I'm at in life currently. I usually have the luxury of having friends, family, and especially romantic partners to distract and protect me from some of those more somber experiences. But as my relationships continue to change and romantic partners come and go, I am forced to sit with these experiences and the emotions that they leave behind. So y'all, more than ever, I found myself alone, sitting with who I am and who I want to be, and just allowing myself to adapt to the new directions life is presenting for me. Like I mentioned, I had to re-examine the choices I have made and the values I hold. For me, a lot of that starts with the fact that I am a young Black woman creeping into her 26th year of life, and I've been hit with many reality checks. For me, a lot of that starts with the fact that as a young Black woman creeping into her 26th year of life, I have been getting hit with many reality checks. First being that I will no longer be on my parents' life insurance. That alone has left me feeling stressed. As someone who struggles with their mental and physical health, being able to have access to a quality medical provider is something that is of importance to me. And knowing that alone, I realize it's something I want to upkeep, and it has definitely influenced the way I go about pursuing the careers I want. So then when things took a turn after going through a lot of back and forth with my company, and y'all, I work as a behavioral technician, I decided to take the summer off. I applied for a fellowship, received it, and now am having the opportunity to learn how to glass blow and other crafts within the arts. As an artist still growing into her career, I find myself constantly in positions where I have to risk my current stability with opportunities that allow my craft to grow. So taking that pledge was definitely big for me and a giant pay cut. Mind you, y'all, I still have the same bills, student loans, business, and all. And I'm dealing with a lot of change still. My community, friends, family, lovers are what keep me stable. So as those begin to transform, shift, or even get removed from my life, I begin to feel less certain of the choices I'm making, wondering if each action I'm taking is worth it. And I promise you, we aren't even going to get into the fact that my house is in the middle of a renovation. I promise you, having little funds and no kitchen, and then waking up to a group of men drilling at 7 in the morning every morning is not an easy feat to juggle when you have 1,000,001 things going on. A chunk of what keeps me stable has been completely turned upside down, and I begin to re-examine what really keeps me rooted and why. Because as you enter your mid-20s, many of us, especially those who are mentally and physically able to, are in positions that cause our actions to hold way more weight. So the chances of us feeling more responsible for ourselves and the actions get increased, and it can feel kind of uncomfortable. So the feeling of having to be more responsible for ourselves and our action is a lot and can definitely feel more and more uncomfortable. Our safety net is loosened or completely torn, and we are forced to sit in it. And while some of us have stronger frameworks to work with, dealing with my own circumstances and seeing some of the situations many of my peers have gone through, I have to understand a lot of us don't. So we try to deal with the life shifts, soon realizing how much of your own life you need to cultivate. And that alone can be overwhelming, because suddenly it's not your student loans or your phone bill, but rather that every aspect of your life slowly starts to fall into your fingertips, whether you're ready for it or not. This is when you radically have to accept ownership of your life. And yes, there's so much to lose, but there's also way much more to gain. So you really get to push the box and go further into what it means to create life for yourself as your identity is put to question throughout. Being that there's so much happening, for me, I try my best to find new ways to stay grounded.
So picture this. You're lounging on somebody's beach, enjoying the sun on your skin, and suddenly it hits you. Why not use this summer to make some progress in your financial future? Hey y'all, it's Tyra coming at you from sunny Los Angeles, where summer is pretty much in full swing. From day parties to food truck festivals, new seasonal routines can accidentally change up your spending habits and make building credit a lot more stressful. With Chime's Credit Builder Visa credit card, turn every summer purchase into a step towards a stronger credit score. With each responsible swipe, regular on-time payments, and no annual fees or interest, you'll join millions of members working towards financial progress this season. Y'all know my favorite Chime feature is Spot Me. It's fee-free overdraft up to $200 gives me a little extra peace of mind wherever Visa credit cards are accepted. And whether I'm beach hopping or spontaneous road tripping, I can feel secure knowing that Chime provides access to over 60,000 fee-free ATMs nationwide. With Chime's secure credit card, you can improve your credit scores all summer long. Get started today at chime.com/affirmations. That's chime.com/affirmations. Chime. Feels like progress. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details. Let's talk about something that can help you feel your best no matter the time of the month. If you've been feeling like your hormones are on a wild roller coaster, I want to introduce you to a total game changer, the Hormone Harmony Supplement. Happy Mammoth is a company that's dedicated to making women's lives easier. Their Hormone Harmony is a supplement that helps maintain optimal hormone levels and, in turn, helps improve things like sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating, and even relieves some menopause symptoms like hot flashes and low moods. And hear me when I say this, they're using only science-backed ingredients proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and you can tell. I've tested out Hormone Harmony for myself, and I couldn't help but want to share it with friends and family. This is such a special product, y'all. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code AFFIRMATIONS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com, and use the code AFFIRMATIONS for 15% off today. So if you're ready to say goodbye to those unpredictable moments and hello to a more balanced you, give Hormone Harmony a try. This episode is sponsored by ByHeart. I can only imagine that when I have kids, I will want the best of the best for them from the beginning. Now, as the summer heat rolls in, I know many of you are busy juggling family outings, work, and caring for your little ones. Whether you're a new mom navigating the world of infant nutrition or a seasoned parent looking for the best for your baby, finding the right formula is crucial. I get that it can be comforting to know there are options like ByHeart that prioritize your baby's nutrition and ease of digestion. Now, I might not be a mom myself, but when it's my time, I know I can get behind a company whose mission is to make the best formula in the world. With small batch manufacturing and without any compromises at any point in the process, they've developed an infant formula that's as close to breast milk as it gets. I'm talking about clinically proven, easy to digest infant formula that's organic and features a patented protein blend so that you can feel confident about what you're feeding your baby. Versus the leading infant formula, their formula also supports brain and eye development, immune health, and gut health, leading to fewer spit-ups, softer poops, and more efficient weight gain. Not only is it designed with your baby's health in mind, but ByHeart is also the only U.S.-made formula that uses organic, grass-fed, whole milk. Never skim. Curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with the code AFFIRMATIONS for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply. ByHeart, putting parents and babies first.
The journey of finding what keeps me from losing my head every day has been a process. I'm currently not in therapy, and I haven't had the time or the money as of late to look for one. I take things slow, making sure I take the time to rest each day and be present with my surroundings. I do think caring for your body is one of the first steps. A daily routine is hard, but if you keep to your body's basic routine, it becomes less of a hassle. Something as simple as eating, sleeping, or even taking the time to step outside on a warm day allows me to fully take in where I am. Just recently, I went away to upstate New York with a few friends to spend some time in the woods. I'd never been there before or spent that much time away from the city, so being out there allowed me time to slow down. I ate yummy meals every day, took long naps in the sun, and ate snacks by the river. I allowed myself to be in the moment, and as I continued to immerse myself into my environment, I realized that the part of my life that continues to stay constant is me, so I have to treat myself with the utmost care. When I'm unsure of where I'm going in life, I need to reaffirm myself. When I'm getting headaches from being on the laptop all day, I have to rest. Even when I try something and the consequences of my action may not have been favorable, I still have to give myself the grace needed for me to move forward. Each day, as one thing begins, another one ends, I take the time to reparent myself, giving myself the freedom, structure, and nurture I need to flourish and grow. And y'all, I cry pretty frequently, so I'm not saying this is easy, but you have to do it, and you have to allow yourself to fully embrace it. Because when you embrace who you are and where life has placed you in this current moment, you can understand what you need to enjoy your path and what resources are available to you while you're on it. Our egos are put to the test, and the awareness of our resources give us the ability to create healthy boundaries. This allows for our egos to flow safely in a new space, allow for the ability for us to be innovative while creating freedom needing to shape your existence within those comfortable boundaries. Within those boundaries, how you feel comfortable. An example of that would be, on my end, a relationship of mine recently had to take some shifts. It's been a big shakeup since that person was very much intertwined into my life, and it's been a big hit to my ego. However, as sad as I am about it, it gives me the opportunity to reflect on how I structure a lot of my relationships, especially the one with myself. It challenged my idea of love and how it shows up in my life. So despite how I feel it was needed, as I continue to keep myself grounded, I begin to feel confident and flexible when it comes to how I move through this time, creating the silver linings I need to enjoy it. Your mid-20s can definitely cause a lot of feelings to rise to the surface. However, you are still in control of yourself, so how you choose to interact with the changes that occur is up to you. You are given an opportunity to radically love the person you are and nurture the person you are trying to be. The most important thing is to be real with yourself. No one will know how to cater to your needs right now more than you. The things you want in life are all at your disposal if you allow yourself to remain present and patient. Lastly, if you're ever feeling alone, don't forget that you are not alone in this experience. There are so many resources, whether it be this podcast, a book, family, or friends, that experience these similar feelings when it comes to this time of life. So lovelies, if you resonate with any of the things I'm saying, I encourage you to stay grounded and weather this storm. Walk the path that life is taking you on, no matter how scary it seems. We wouldn't be placed in a situation if we weren't able to adapt to them. So trust yourself to make it through, because it will give you that resolve needed to move forward. Recommendation of the day. Now that we got a chance to chat about that, I really want you guys to take the opportunity to share with you all my recommendations of the day. If you haven't tried this yet, I encourage you all to take glassblowing classes. As I mentioned before, I am an artist and set designer outside of my job as a behavioral tech. The fellowship I'm doing is currently allowing me the opportunity to work with glass each week in new and different types of ways. I've learned about mosaic pieces, stain pieces, flame working, and glass fusing. Despite glasswork still being a dominantly white male art form, having the opportunity to be with other POCs as I learn and explore this new medium has been so much fun. With that said, for those of you who want a thrilling but cute activity to do with friends, this is definitely something to check out. You can make jewelry, vases, cups, mosaics, and more. Glass is an amazing material to work with. It's fickle, just like a lot of us. And it's delicate, just like how we should treat ourselves. It has its boundaries. You can't cut it in certain ways. You can't get it too cold or else it'll shatter. But it's extremely strong and sharp. The duality of its nature is similar to many of us. I generally think creativity is so important during times like these. It allows us to dream and imagine what we can be and what we can do during the most difficult and changing of times. So let me know if y'all have the chance to try it, and I'd love to hear about your experience and hopefully see what beautiful work you guys create. And lastly, if you want to keep up to date with me, my work, or just chat, you can follow and DM me on Instagram at Phoenix, PHOENYX_. I'd love to get to know more about the people in this podcast community. And with that said, thanks for listening. Enjoy the rest of your day. Love and light, always.
And that is a wrap, AFBG family. I really hope you enjoyed this summer stories segment. I totally enjoyed it, and I cannot wait to do it again. If you really like this episode, make sure you check out the show notes to learn more about our guest host, and make sure you rate the podcast, leave us a review, and follow us on Instagram and YouTube at Affirmations for Black Girls. That is a wrap on our summer story segment. Shoot us an email. Tell us what you thought about this series. Do you want to see more stuff like this on the podcast? I really want to know your thoughts. Thank you guys so much for listening. I cannot wait to be back with you guys next week. This is Affirmations for Black Girls.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.